Quarterfinal 2 of the 2025 ACC Baseball Tournament has arrived, and it features two teams that have already locked up their spots in the NCAA Tournament, but now they are playing for something bigger, maybe a chance for a regional host spot, as the Clemson Tigers will meet up with the NC State Wolfpack in Game 2 of our quarterfinals. Hi, everybody. Dave Pulaski back with you from Durham Bulls Athletic Park in Durham, North Carolina. Both these teams in the national rankings. Clemson checks in at number 14 in the nation in D1 Baseball's latest poll. The Wolfpack at number 22. These two squads met up during the regular season in late April. NC State was able to sweep the Tigers in Raleigh at Dilk Field at Dale Park, winning all three games in that set. Now it'll be Clemson trying to exact some revenge with a spot in the semifinals at stake. And the first pitch comes at 7:01, and it's a fastball that misses up high for ball one at 93 miles an hour. Dominic Critton, he's their guy for NC State. 5-4 this year, making his 15th start of the season. A 3.91 earned run average, 96 strikeouts in 78 and a third inning. Fans still filing into Durham Bulls Athletic Park on this beautiful Thursday night. Dominic Critton, also a junior from the first base side of the rubber, delivers a 2-2, and it's a fastball line drive into left field. That's going to land for a base hit. And Cannarella, good two-strike hitting going the other way for a leadoff single to begin this ballgame. Throw over to first. Cannarella now caught between first and second on a pickoff. Trying to run him back is the shortstop, Justin DiCrisio. He makes the tag, and Cam Cannarella gets picked off. It goes 1-3-6 for the second out of the inning. Now Dominic Fritton, who works exclusively out of the stretch. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Picking it up out of the dirt is Alex Sosa. Fires to first. And after a leadoff single, Dominic Fritton faces the minimum in the first. On the mound for Clemson, right-hander Drew Titsworth, 5-0 record, a 4.14 earned run average, making his 19th appearance and 6th start of the year. 45 2/3 innings, has 45 strikeouts and 15 walks. And he'll be facing off against Luke Nixon here in the home half of the first inning. Nixon, left-handed batter, hitting 303 this year. 4 homers, 38 RBIs in the first pitch. Misses down low for ball one. And working quickly. Pitch clock at 8 as he goes into his windup. And the pitch. And that one is sent out to center field. Running over is Cannarella into the right center field gap, looking up toward the sun as shadows fill most of the field. But Cannarella, in bright sunlight, is able to track it down and make the catch for the final out of the inning. 3 up and 3 down for the Wolfpack. We're through one in Durham. No score between Clemson and NC State. The 1-2, and Listy sends a lofting liner into left center field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Over the head of second baseman Luke Nixon by about 25 feet. And it plops down in the outfield grass for a one-out single. Runner at second with one out. And a 2-0 count to Jacob Jarrell. Now the pitch. Fastball up high. There goes the runner down to third. Throw, tag, safe. And Matt Hevner immediately puts his hands up to his ears saying, I want a challenge. Out of the stretch, payoff pitch. And that one is sent in the air to right center field. Coming on is Ty Head. He's going to make the catch. Tagging at third and coming to the plate is Listy. The relay throw is late. It's a sacrifice fly for Jacob Jarrell. And Clemson grabs a 1-0 lead in the second inning. 3-2 pitch. Way outside and a leadoff walk for DiCrisio to begin the second inning for NC State. Frazman, junior right fielder, 6 foot, 189 pounds, and swings at the first pitch. It's a ground ball to third base. Taylor made double play on to Purify over to first. 5-4-3 around the horn, and that will do it for NC State in the second inning. Leadoff walk goes for nothing. Clemson wearing orange jerseys today. Tigers spelled out in purple script lettering across the front. A white tail underneath Tigers. NC State, the home team for today's ball game, as the number 4 seed. They're wearing red jerseys. They have white pants and white hats. NC State spelled out in italicized capital letters in white on the front. Now the payoff pitch. In the dirt, ball 4, leadoff walk for NC State. Now 1-2. Hard ground ball through the hole on the right side for a base hit. Going into second is Awesomefort. He'll make the turn and head for third. Relay throw cut off. And NC State has runners at the corners with nobody out here in the third inning. Titsworth ready. And the 1-2. Fastball swung on and missed for strike 3. 94 up in the zone. And Drew Titsworth with a pump of the fist as he walks off the mound back to the first base dugout. NC State with runners on the corners with no outs, but they do not score. And after 3 in Durham, It's Clemson 1, NC State nothing.
Count runs full at 3-2.
Priest at 6'3", 245 pounds, native of Mount Dora, Florida. And now the payoff. Swing and a miss. 93 miles an hour. Blows it by Colin Priest. Fourth strikeout of the day for Dominic Fritton and his 100th of the season. Wolfpack fans want a strikeout. The 1-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. Picked up by Sosa. Tag applied. And Jacob Jarrell goes down for the final out of the inning. That's now five strikeouts for Dominic Fritton. But his team still trails. 3.5 done in Durham. It's 1-0 Clemson over NC State. As Titsworth's 1-0 pitch is hammered up the middle. A base hit. Past the diving Purify into center field. Leadoff single for Chris McHugh. He's now 1-for-2 in the ballgame. And the Wolfpack have something cooking again. 3-2 pitch. Hoag line drive. That's going to make it through into right field for a base hit. Rounding second is McHugh. He's going to go to third. He'll get there without a play. And again, NC State has runners at the corners with no outs for a second consecutive inning. And the first pitch to DeCrisio is sent into center field. Coming on is Cannarella. Ball's going to drop for a base hit. Hustling in to score is McHugh. It's an RBI single for Justin DeCrisio. And we're tied up at one. Friesman steps back into the box. Righty-righty matchup. And the 0-1. Ball skips in the dirt, pops up in the air, hustling to the plate, sliding in safe is Hope. And NC State grabs a 2-1 lead. And now Dominic Fritton pitching with a lead. First pitch swinging, Jack Crichton strokes it deep to center field, racing back off his glove as Ty Head could not make the play. He crashes into the fence. He's still on the ground. Backing up and making the play is Josh Hogue, but hustling all the way around to third with a triple is Crichton. Truffo tiptoes his way back into the right-handed box. Now the 0-1. Square to bunt, safety squeeze, perfectly executed. Pick up by Frintworth, double clutches, and Truffo beats out the throw to first base. A perfect safety squeeze bunt results in an RBI single, and Clemson's tied the game at 2 here in the fifth inning. Another 3-2 to Austin Fort. Inside ball for another leadoff walk drawn by the NC State DH. And the tying run is aboard here in the bottom of the fifth inning with nobody out. The 0-2 to Head. Ground ball through the right side. Diving Purify can't make the play. And it goes into right field for a base hit. Hustling around to third is Austin Ford. Throw the tag and they got him. What a throw from T.P. Wentworth. Nabbing Matt Austin Ford for the first out at third base. The cardinal mistake strikes the Wolfpack here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now the 1-1. And a slow chopper rolling up the third base line. Fielded by Pano. Fires across the diamond to first for the out. Now a throw home. Hustling around and scoring from second base is Ty Head. He did not hesitate coming around third. Hustles in to score and we're tied at 3. The slow roller to Josh Pano. He makes the play 5-3. But as Pano made the running one-handed play, Ty Head was already at third base and didn't stop. New pitcher on for the Wolfpack and his right-hander Anderson Nance. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with an 85-mile-an-hour slider, and there's one down. Anderson Nance steps back onto the first base side of the rubber. Winds and deals a 3-1. Fastball cranked high and deep to center field. Going back his head to the warning track, to the wall. He leaps. That ball is gone. Jacob Jarrell with a solo homer to dead center field. And the Tigers retake the lead, 4-3 in the sixth inning. And that gets the orange-clad Clemson fans to their feet. Leading on the Tiger champ, Drew Titsworth, battled his way through five innings, now leaves with a lead. As Clemson will go to the bullpen, they'll bring in left-hander B.J. Bailey to try and hold it down with the Tigers up 4-3 as we head to the home half of the sixth. B.J. Bailey with a 1-2. And McHugh chops it in the hole between third and short for a base hit. It eluded the dive of Andrew Truffo and made its way into left field. And Chris McHugh, who endured some pain during that at-bat, ends up getting the last laugh with a leadoff single. Now Bailey from the stretch with the 1-0. And DeCrisio hits a line drive into left field. That'll fall for a base hit. One run scores. They're going to hold up Hogue at third base. And Justin DeCrisio ties the game up with an RBI single. It's 4-4 in the sixth. Eric Backage is going to make a move to the bullpen. B.J. Bailey didn't have it. Didn't retire a batter in the three that he faced. We'll have a new arm coming in for the Clemson Tigers. Now it'll be Lucas Malstedt to try and lock things down, making his team-leading 25th appearance this year. 2-0 record with a 2.18 ERA and 15 saves. He's their closer. And he will inherit runners at first and third with nobody out and a run in the sixth inning. And Alex Sosa at the plate. Now Malstedt with the delivery. Sosa, line drive. That's going to get over the second baseman's head into right center field for a base hit. Trotting in to score is Hogue. It's an RBI single for Sosa, and NC State's retaking the lead. It's 5-4 in the sixth inning. We are seeing rope upon rope upon rope. 3-2. Yeah. Outside corner called strike three. Went back to the backdoor slider, and Lucas Malstedt able to limit the damage here in the sixth inning. Wolfpack retake the lead, however, with two runs. And as we head to the seventh, this back-and-forth battle continues. It's 5-4 NC State over Clemson. Winner of this game will take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets on semifinal Saturday. Nance has given up a run and three hits, has four strikeouts, and Pano hits a hard ground ball through the left side of the infield for a base hit. Underneath the dive of Matt Hevner, and the leadoff man is on for the Tigers in the eighth inning. 2-2 count to Listy. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down low. Stealing second is Pano. As Listy goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning, but now the Tigers have the tying running scoring position on the stolen base. Runner at second, one down, and Jacob Jarrell, who delivered a big blow earlier in this game. Solo homer just to the left of dead center field in the sixth inning. And the first pitch. And he hits a hard shot. That's going to get into left field for a base hit. Pano rounds third. He's going to try and score. Throws cut off. And the Tigers have tied it yet again. RBI single for Jacob Jarrell. And we're all square at five. Crichton ready. And the payoff pitch. Hard line drive into right field. That'll fall for a base hit. Stopping at second is Jarrell. It's bobbled by Friesman, at least for a moment. But Jarrell had already stopped at second base. Another hard single against Anderson Nance. And there are runners at first and second with one down. Now another 0-2. Wentworth hits a line drive. That is going to be fair on the line all the way down into the right field corner. Around comes a run. That's going to score. And T.P. Wentworth comes through with an RBI single. It's 6-5 Clemson. And now a visit to the mound from Clint Chrysler, and that will mark the end of the day for Anderson Nance. It'll be right-hander Jacob Duden will attempt to put a stop to that. 6'2", 191-pound sophomore out of Huntersville, North Carolina. And he'll face the number nine man in the order, Andrew Chufo, who squares to punt, then pulls it back and drills a first-pitch ground ball single through the left side for a base hit. Jogging in to score is Jack Crichton. Another RBI single for Clemson in this inning, and they extend the lead to 7-5. Seven runs, Clemson with 15 hits in the ballgame, and no errors. NC State, five runs, 10 hits, and no errors. Now Malstedt ready, and the 1-2 pitch. DeCriccio, ground ball in the hole at short, gobbled up by Chufo, throws on the run, it's going to go wide, and bounce off the retaining wall. DeCriccio rounds first, so hustle into second, and NC State has a runner in scoring position with one out in the eighth. Sosa 1-for-3, an RBI single in the sixth inning. Now the pitch. And that ball's going to skip to the backstop after getting a piece of Sosa's leg. DeCriccio will have to return to second, but a hit by pitch against Alex Sosa will place the tying run at first base for the Wolfpack with one down here in the eighth inning. Now Braden Friesman. It has been a tough evening for the junior right fielder. He's grounded into two double plays, also a ground out to third. Trying to make amends here. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch. And Friesman hits a ground ball through the hole on the right side for a base hit. DeCriccio rounds third. Here comes the throw to the plate. He dives. He's safe. Trying to advance is Friesman. He gets tagged out at second. It's a 7-6 ball game. Friesman tagged out for the second out of the inning. The tying run is now 90 feet away at third base. as Sosa was able to move from first to third. Alex Sosa, the catcher at third base. He was hit by a pitch earlier in this inning. Matt Ossenfort at first base. He walked. A run already in on an RBI single by Braden Frazman. But the Wolfpack need one more. Down 7-6. And the 1-2. Breaking ball. Guided ground ball to second base. Fielded by Purify. Throws to first and gets tie head by a step to end the inning. Tigers trying to turn the ultimate revenge after being swept in the regular season by defeating the Wolfpack, holding them down to a number 2 seed for the NCAA tournament and further strengthening their regional host resume. And now the pitch. Nixon sends it high and deep to right field. Wentworth back to the track, to the wall, and he makes the catch just in front of the yellow line for out number 2. Luke Nixon came that close. Can Ballstedt finish this off and give the Tigers a berth in the semifinals? Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss! Got him with an 86-mile-an-hour fastball. And Clemson is headed to the ACC Tournament semifinals, outlasting NC State 7-6. The Tigers are in the semis for the second time in the last 3 years. They will take on number 1 seed Georgia Tech on Saturday afternoon as the Tigers get the last laugh in this back-and-forth affair. Clemson now 43-15 on the season. The Wolfpack bounced from the ACC tournament, one and done. They are 33-19. They're undoubtedly heading to the NCAA tournament, but they'll most likely be traveling for a region. And the Clemson fans, who were outnumbered by NC State supporters on this Thursday night, now the ones making noise in the crowd.